This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dela Prasai with the news. The headlines first. President Biddyadevi Bhandari leaves for New York to participate in the United Nations Commission on Status of Women. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma only emphasizes on proper use of cultivable land to modernize agriculture sector. Home Minister Ram Bahadur Thapa informs lawmakers that agreement between government and independent Madhes Alliance is historic in terms of protecting Nepal's sovereignty and integrity. And Election Commission of India says India's general election will take place in 7 phases between April and May. Now the news in detail. President Biddyadevi Bhandari left for New York yesterday evening leading a Nepali delegation to participate in the United Nations Commission on Status of Women, CSW. During the visit, President Bhandari is scheduled to address a high-level event entitled Women in Power to be hosted by the President of United Nations General Assembly, Maria Fernanda Espinosa Garces, on March 12 in New York, USA. The President will deliver her speech on the theme How Women Leaders Change the World. In the evening of March 11, the President will attend a welcome dinner to be hosted by the PCA Garces in honor of women heads of state and government. On the sidelines of the high-level event, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres and President of the United Nations General Assembly Maria Fernanda Espinosa Garces will call on the President at the UN Secretariat. The President will also hold bilateral meetings with the President of Estonia, Kersti Kaljulaid, and the President of Croatia, Kolinda Grabar-Kitarovic. On the same day, former Prime Minister of Ireland Mary Robinson will call on President Bhandari. On the 13th of March, the President will visit Permanent Mission of Nepal to the United Nations. Ambassador of Nepal to the United States of America, Dr. Arjun Kumar Kargi, and Permanent Representative of Nepal to the United Nations, Amrit Bahadur Rai, will jointly host reception in honor of the President. President Bhandari is scheduled to return on March 14 and arrive in Kathmandu on March 15 afternoon. First International Conference on Food Sovereignty and Rights of Farmers has kicked off in Kathmandu. Inaugurating the conference yesterday organized by National Farmers Commission, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli said agriculture can be reformed if industries based on agri-products are set up in the country. Prime Minister Oli emphasized on the proper use of cultivable land for the modernization and commercialization of agriculture sector. Meantime, the Prime Minister urged the participating foreign experts and investors to bring in knowledge, technology and capital to Nepal's agri-sector as there are ample opportunities. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli said that Nepal needs support from its neighboring countries as well as from the development partners to accelerate its development. Addressing the 45th anniversary of the Nepal-Japan Alumni Association of Nepal yesterday, Prime Minister Oli said the country needs to move ahead with coordinating efforts for progress with development partners, stating that the incumbent government is going to organize an international investment summit in Kathmandu in near future to attract foreign investment and support in Nepal's development sector. Oli argued that international cooperation and investment are necessary for the development. On the occasion, Japanese ambassador to Nepal, Masha C. Ogawa, urged the association members to devote to Nepal's developments with the use of knowledge and skills gained in Japan. JICA representative in Nepal praised association's activities in the development and social sectors. Home Minister Ram Bahadur Thapa has said he is surprised to receive reactions from various angles on the political agreement forced between the government and the Free Madhes Alliance. Home Minister Thapa said this in response to the demand the lawmakers made in yesterday's meeting of the House of Representatives on the recent agreement between government and Sikke Raut. He said the agreement between government and Sikke Raut is historic in terms of protecting Nepal's sovereignty and integrity. The Home Minister further urged all not to worry that the agreement weakens the country. The meeting of the House of Representatives yesterday unanimously passed Special Economic Zone First Amendment Bill 2075 and Land Use Bill 2075. The bills were tabled by Minister of Industry, Commerce and Supply, Madhurika Yadav, and Land Management Minister, Padma Kumari Arial. Similarly, the meeting also passed Safeguards Anti-Dumping and Countervailing Bill, tabled by Minister Madhurika Yadav, and Economic Work Procedure and Fiscal Accountability Bill presented by Finance Minister Yuvaraj Khatiwada. The lawmakers from the ruling party NCP have expressed their concern over the agreement between government and CK Rawat-led Alliance for Independent Mothers recently and demanded to amend the agreement. At the special hour of yesterday's meeting of House of Representatives, lawmaker Bhim Bahadur Rawal argued some of the words in the agreement are not in line with the spirit of Constitution of Nepal. On other note, Rawal viewed that the citizenship certificates should not be issued to the Nepalese in such a manner that pushes them to minority status. However, Mahesh Basnet claimed that the incumbent government had forged a historic agreement with CK Rawat-led group after, while Rajendra Lingden commented that there was political conundrum whether CK Rawat group joined the side of government or the government joined CK Rawat group. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8am News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
मैले साथीलाई फोन गरे, साथीले त्यही बेला मलाई फोन गरेछ, फेरि साथीले मलाई फोन गर्यो, त्यही बेला मैले साथीलाई फोन गरेछु, साथीको नम्बर पनि बिज्जी, मेरो नम्बर पनि बिज्जी, साथी पनि रिसायो, म पनि रिसाएँ, तर थाहा हुनु पर्यो नि त मैले उसैलाई फोन गरिरहेको थिएँ भन्ने कुरा हो. यस्तै समस्याबाट बच्नको लागि तपाईँको मोबाइल व्यस्त हुँदा, तपाईँको मोबाइलमा सम्पर्क हुन नसक्दा, तपाईँको मोबाइल स्विच अफ हुँदा कसले तपाईँलाई फोन गर्न कोसिस गर्यो, सबै कुराको जानकारी मिस कल अलर्ट मार्फत एमसीए. तपाईँको मोबाइलमा पनि सुचारु गर्न चाहनुहुन्छ भने एसयुबी सब एमसीए, सब एमसीए टाइप गर्नुहोस्, 1400 पठाइदिनुहोस्, एक महिनामा जम्मा 6 रुपियाँमा तपाईँले प्राप्त गर्नुहुन्छ मिस कल अलर्ट सुविधा नेपाल टेलिकममा.
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको संचार.
Welcome back, and again we continue with the rest of the updates. Nepali Congress President Sherbahadur Deuba has said the talks government held with CK Rawat are positive development. During a press meet organized by Nepal Press Union Magdi chapter yesterday, Nepali Congress President Deuba reiterated it is positive indicator to bring the secessionist group into the mainstream politics in a peaceful way. He however said the term public opinion used in agreement forged between government and CK Rawat could not be accepted as referendum. The Rashtriya Janata Party has officially informed that its withdrew support to government from yesterday as the RJP lawmakers left their seats as protest in the House of Representatives meeting. Immediately after the commencement of the meeting, Speaker Krishna Bahadur Mahara allowed RJP leader Mahendra Yadav to put forth his views. In the HOR meeting, lawmaker Yadav said his party officially withdrew its support to the government because the government failed to heed the commitment it had made to the party. Moreover, the leader also warned that until the report of the Mothers Agitation Prof Commission is not made public, his party will not allow the HOR run its business. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8am News Bulletin. We continue with international updates now. The Election Commission of India has said India's general election will take place in 7 phases between April and May. Polls to elect a new Lok Sabha or lower house of parliament will be held from 11th April to 19th May. Votes will be counted on 23rd May. With 900 million eligible voters, India's election will be the largest the world has seen. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi's ruling BJP will be battling the main opposition Congress and host of regional parties. Leaders of two powerful regional rivals have formed a coalition against the BJP in Uttar Pradesh, India's most populous state, and a key bill with the state. The lower house has 543 elected seats and any party or coalition needs a minimum of 272 MPs to form a government. an Ethiopian Airlines jet has crashed shortly after takeoff from Addis Ababa, killing all on board. The airline said 149 passengers and 8 crew members were on flight ET302 from the Ethiopian capital to Nairobi in Kenya. It said 32 Kenyans, 18 Canadians, 8 Americans and 7 British and 1 Nepalese were among the passengers. The crash happened at 8:44 local time, 6 minutes after the months-old Boeing 737 MAX 8 took off. Another plane of the same model was involved in a crash less than 5 months ago when a Lion Air flight crashed into the sea near Indonesia with nearly 190 people on board. The airline said the cause of the disaster is not yet clear. However, the pilot had reported difficulties and had asked to return to Addis Ababa. A plane carrying Algeria's ailing president Abdelaziz Bouteflika has landed near Algiers. The 82-year-old leader spent 2 weeks in hospital in Geneva. Since having a stroke in 2013, he has rarely been seen in public. The president's plane flew to the Swiss city on Sunday before returning to Beaufort Military Airport, reports say. Bouteflika's announcement that he will stand for re-election next month sparked huge protest across Algeria. The demonstrations, which have seen tens of thousands of people take part, are thought to represent the biggest threat so far to Bouteflika's 20-year rule. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly cloudy in the hilly region and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Isolated brief rain or thunder showers likely to occur at one or two places of the western hilly region towards afternoon. Kathmandu's weather report now: maximum temperature of 25.0 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 7.0 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. President Bidya Devi Bhandari leaves for New York to participate in the United Nations Commission on Status of Women. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma only emphasizes on proper use of cultivable land to modernize the agriculture sector. Home Minister Rambhadu Thapa informs lawmakers that agreement between government and independent Madhesa Alliance is historic in terms of protecting Nepal's sovereignty and integrity. And Election Commission of India says India's general election will take place in 7 phases between April and May. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also log on to our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned and have a good day.